How to attract your lover.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, absolutely excited to be bringing you this daily podcast, Monday through Friday. We've been doing this since 2009 with well over 3 million listens. We've helped people in 60 different countries. We believe in this very simple creed. You can have the money you desire, the love that you crave, and the health that you depend upon. You can have it all through the law of attraction. You can have it all because you are a co-creator of your reality. And that's so important. You can have the love you crave. And that's what we're talking about today, how to attract your lover. But first, an important message really to everyone. And that is, I want you to write this down as soon as you can. www.clearingandhealing.com. Clearingandhealing.com. I want you to go to that website and register to join us on the full moon. Okay? It's going to be spectacular because we have 3 different times that we've set aside on the full moon so that we can reach you in your time zone and provide you the clearing and the healing that you need. Perhaps you need some emotional healing. Perhaps you need physical healing. And if you have counterintentions or negative thoughts or pain or sorrow, we can help you there as well. We spend about 90 minutes with you, an hour to 90 minutes, and we're all over the world. We broadcast all over the world via the internet, and all you have to do is register. And we'll send you emails on where to go, and we'll send you reminders and all of that kind of thing. www.clearingandhealing.com. And there's no charge for this. It's absolutely free. It's our way, Rachel and I, we've decided that we want to do this every month on the full moon as our way of paying it forward. But this month is going to be very special because we're going to be doing it in 3 different times on the full moon. So you can pick out a time that is convenient for you. www.clearingandhealing.com. I want to leave you with these words that we end every single clearing and healing session. I love you. I send you clearing and healing vibrations. I send you gratitude and joy. I send you peace. I want you to experience the peace that only comes through being clear and being healed. Clearingandhealing.com. Coming up here on the full moon. We'll see you there. How to attract your lover. I'm going to give you some ideas. Now, some of you are thinking of somebody specifically. Some of you are thinking of a soulmate. Somebody special that you want to bring into your life. And I get this letter from time to time. Robert, you talk a lot about love on your podcast. Why? Because attracting all the money in the world, attracting new cars and everything else, really doesn't mean much if you don't have love. Love is the nectar of life. It's the juice of life. It's what gives life deeper meaning, flavor, and color. And so it's so important to attract your soulmate, your lover. And if it's somebody that you know, somebody that maybe you've broken up with, you know, we understand that. You can have the love you crave. You can have it. There's no doubt in my mind. Number one on my list, you must have a clear vision or intention. You can't just say, I want a relationship, or I want a relationship with Larry, or I want a relationship with Susie. You have to have a very clear intention about what that relationship involves, what it's about, what it feels like, what it looks like, where it's going. Clear, concise vision and intention. If you want to attract anything into your life, you have to have a clear vision. Without a clear vision, you attract, kind of mud, muddleness. I mean, all kinds of things come into your life. And you think, well, I didn't attract that, but you did. Because you were unclear and you didn't have concise intentions. Well, number two on my personal list for you on how to attract your lover, you must develop a strong self-esteem. I mean, you've got to like yourself. You've got to love yourself. You have to respect yourself. And you have to have deal breakers. Deal breakers are, look at, I don't care how beautiful your eyes are or how nice your smile is. If this happens, you and I are no longer together. You have to have such a strong self-esteem that you do not feel dependent on anyone else. You love being with someone else. You enjoy being with someone else, but you're not dependent upon it. You're not sitting there all day going, what if he doesn't call me? What if she doesn't ever want me back again? What's going to happen to my life? Because that's low self-esteem. That's attracting the opposite of what you truly desire. So raise your self-esteem, and I promise that here within the next few weeks, we will do a podcast on how to build self-esteem. But we get into that very subject. We get into it very deeply in Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. That's why we're so successful in bringing couples back together. Sometimes very quickly, sometimes it takes a little time. But we have such a high success ratio in helping people save their relationship or attract the relationship that they truly crave and desire. We can help you too. Visit us at our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number three. Be rare. I use this example oftentimes in mentoring. I say, you know, what is more rare, a box of rocks or a box of diamonds? And everybody says, well, diamonds, of course. And they're both rocks, right? But the only difference is diamonds are rare. They're harder to come by. You have to work for them. So be a diamond. Be somebody that someone else has to work for. Don't have such low self-esteem that you're willing to do anything, say anything, consume anything. just to win their approval. Be a diamond. Have such high self-esteem and such rarity that you don't need their approval. And as such, people want to be around you. They fight to be around you. They crave to be around you because you're rare, because you glow, because you shine like a diamond. Be a diamond. Well, number four is raise your vibration. Practice gratitude on a regular basis. Practice meditation. I highly recommend our creative visualization program, but there are many others. Get yourself into a regular habit of reading uplifting books on positive thinking, on the law of attraction, on personal empowerment. In the wintertime or the fall, begin to fill your house with some candlelight. And in the summertime, fill your house with more flowers, maybe some nice bright crystals. That would be nice too. Raise your vibration. Number five on the list of how to attract your lover, sex restriction. Oh, did he say it?
He said it.
I said it. I said it, didn't I? You know, look, I think sex is fun. I think it's romantic. I think it can be raw. It can be all kinds of things. But if you're having sex just because you're worried that she or he won't like you if you don't, you need to pull up your pants and walk out the door and get your self-esteem back up. You see, once you have sex, and if you have it too soon in the relationship, if you have sex too soon in the relationship, not all the time, but enough of the time, you become commonplace. You become a box of rocks. You're just another person that your partner has had sex with. But on the other hand, if you make that sexual experience something special, something to wait for, and make certain that your partner puts, pardon the pun, skin in the game. In other words, your partner has to put an investment, an emotional investment, a commitment before the two of you begin having sex. There has to be a deep sense of commitment. Because again, if you have it too soon, then it's kind of like stale champagne. You know what I'm saying? You blew the cork and you let it set out, and now the champagne is stale. It loses its fragrance. It loses its bubbly. It loses its excitement. And women, especially for you, men are hunters. They love to hunt. They love to hunt. And don't get angry when you think of a man, all they want to do is have sex. That's what men want to do. That's okay. You know, be rare. Be special. Okay. Number six, gratitude. Be grateful for all the good things in your life, for all the fun times that you are currently having. Don't just focus down the road on your relationship. Don't just futurize. Be grateful for the moments you're having now, for that special walk through the park, or maybe that bus ride together, or that special weekend you had. Be grateful. And number seven, I can't emphasize this enough. Empower your life. Empower your life by practicing the law of attraction on a regular basis. Learn about it. Read about it. Study it. And if you need help, send us a letter. We can help you with Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. We've helped people in 60 different countries. We love helping people. But keep in mind, if you write to us, be sure and respond to us when we contact you, because we will not chase you. We have a lot of people that are excited to empower their life. As you empower your life, you become more valuable and you attract more of what you want, not just in the love area, that for sure, but you also attract it in your career, in other areas of your life. It positively affects every area of your life when you empower your life. Hey, we're out of time. Hey, don't forget to share us on Facebook or Twitter. We appreciate that. And thank you so much for listening and subscribing. You can subscribe on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. And that way, you get this podcast every single day, Monday through Friday. You're special. You deserve to remember that you're special. So have a special day because you deserve it.